now.
You can reach us at 888-221-8990.
The phone lines are going to be open as we go to our next program, and please give us a call, 888-221-8990.
Are you tired of trying?
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Amen. You don't know everybody by the packaging they're in, because of the way they look, because the way they talk. You don't know. You got to hear the Spirit of God. We got to walk by the Spirit of God and by the Word of truth. You don't know. You'll miss it every time. And that's what's happening in the world. That's why there's so much confusion and strife and contention, even among the ranks of God's people. Well, I'm for this one, and they mad at you because you over here, you for this one. No, we ought to all be for that one. Amen. You got to lay all the foolishness down. That's a trick of the devil, to divide your soul from your spirit. See, when he did that, what they did, I'm not going to read the rest of those verses, what they did, they covered themselves up. They saw they were naked now. The covering God gave them left. They were naked. So they covered themselves up. Like many today, and understand my passion, like many today, they became professional cover-ups. In other words, now they were fake masterpieces. Faking it. Amen. In other words, they left their original state. See, this is the new order. God's going to bring his church, his bride, back to the original state, the new order. They talk about a global order. No, God got another order, an order called Melchizedek. Amen. That's going to come into order. He's going to bring his church in order, and they are going to be the powerhouse that he created them to be here in the earth, having dominion in every domain. Amen. Don't give yourself up for all sad gloom and doom. No, there's a window of time God's going to give us to flourish, to rise, to bring in harvest, to prosper, to break through, to heal, to deliver, to set free, to build, to do all the things that then, I said, then when God is finished with what he wants to do, then when he gets his harvest in. Now is the time, for the night shall come when men shall not be able to work. Work while it's day. Stop dragging your feet. Get back your anointing. Put your crown back on your head. Put your boots on again. Get back out there and start walking that walk, talking that talk, doing what God called you to do. Amen. The world needs your testimony. When you become a fake masterpiece or a professional cover-up, you don't like yourself. And I ain't talking about the foolishness, you know, people that are just all caught up in self. No, there's a healthy love you need for yourself. How you gonna love others? You don't love you. You don't care enough for you. No. Love others as you love yourself. Your wife as yourself. Your husband as yourself. There's a love that's got it. See, you won't like yourself. Then you won't like, let me just get a little physical. You won't like your physical body. You'll be comparing yourself to, you'll be jealous of other people. So what God made you 7 feet tall? God made you. Or if you're 5 feet two. 4'7". You're still a powerhouse. That ain't no little, because you little don't mean the Holy Ghost little. It's the same Holy Ghost that's in that big guy. See, when you don't like your physical body, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat, I'm too tall, I'm too short, etc., 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 etc. You know, the list goes on and on and on. Do you know these are demonic attitudes? These are distracting you from the masterpiece that you are. You don't have to be a masterpiece trying to wear something new every week. Every day. No, you're a masterpiece. If you don't have nothing new, doesn't matter. You are new. You are the new creature. Clothes don't make the person. Amen. The personality is the person. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's not a fashion show. It's not about that stuff. It's not. Listen, you people think you need things to enjoy life. No, you need to have life to enjoy things. You got it twisted. You think you just need things to enjoy life. No, you need life if you're going to enjoy things. If you ain't got no life, you're not going to enjoy it. So you're going to need more things to put on top of your things, to put beside your things, to put under your things. A bunch of things and still ain't happy. But oh, when you got life, you're content in whatsoever state you are in. You have learned how to be content. You are thanking Jesus anyhow. When I'm broke, amen, when things don't look good, when I'm going through my trials, amen, still praising God, because I know times will change. He that has tried me, when I come forth, I'm coming forth as gold. It's not what you have, it's what you be. Amen. But that wonderful thing, when you become that, God said, I'll add all this other stuff and you'll enjoy it. Anybody ready to prosper? I say, anybody ready to prosper? In these dark times, we're going to prosper. Amen. If you stay in the spirit, God has already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. He has blessed you with everything pertaining to life and godliness. Somebody tell somebody, I'm already blessed. Are you already blessed? When I don't feel it, I'm already blessed. See, God doesn't make stuff out of nothing. He makes stuff out of the unseen. It's already here. You just don't see it. It's not a nothing. It's here already. God has blessed you already with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. You just don't see some of it yet. But it's there. God is not playing catch up. He's way ahead of the game. Your way is already made. Doors are already open. People you already need to meet, God has prepared them already. Money you need. Grace you need. Favor you need. God gave it to you already. All he needs is you to stay in the path of the Spirit. If you walk in the light as he is in the light, you'll have fellowship. Everything will be added unto you. Amen. Don't accept the devil's lie, his strategy to destroy your self-esteem. God made you a beautiful creation, a wonderful creation, just like you are right now. How many know this outward beauty is only skin deep anyway? See, what really shines out is the you on the inside. He said, I will beautify the meek with salvation. Come on, see, society has tried to conform us to certain images. We watched on TV and in magazines and all over billboards coming up, so we oftentimes think a certain, you know, Coke bottle. That's a Coke bottle. Who's to say that's beauty? What about the 2-liter bottle? How about the gallon bottle? It's still beautiful to God. As a matter of fact, the gallon carries more. Drink that Coke in one sitting. You got a gallon of Coke, you can put it away and drink it some more later. In Genesis 3:7, let me read that verse. We didn't read that verse, but you are a masterpiece. I want you to know that today. You are God's masterpiece. Sometimes we have people in our ear that shouldn't have been in our ear. Maybe they were jealous of you. Maybe they had a hate for you. Maybe they were prejudiced against you. Whatever it might be, but they put stuff. You know, sometimes parents weren't that educated, got mad at you, said things to you, you know, that hurt you. Amen. Listen, God's got a new order today. I'm telling you, God's going to free you from all of that childhood abuse, all those negative words, all that evil that came against you even growing up. I'm here to tell you, God's going to free you from that in this new order. The world's trying to put another order, but God is way ahead of that with another order, that Melchizedek order. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. The word knew there. They became physically and sensually aware. Now, here's where I want you to rise on up as we sing. Rise up. What happened to Adam and Eve, their senses suddenly took on leadership. Their spirit wasn't leading anymore. Their senses suppressed their spirit. The soul became alive without the spirit directing it. The soul has its place, but it must be directed and governed by your spirit. This is what happened to them, and so they received a false image. Remember, the devil said, if you do this, you'll be like God. They were like God already. Remember, God created them. He spoke to himself to create them. They were like God already. Now they were in a position, a fallen position, where they had become those who would determine good and evil. That was never God's intention. We are laborers together with God. Adam and Eve became aware of their nakedness. They began to live from the outside rather than from the inside. When you live from the outside rather than the inside, you become conscious of shame. See, when you're living on the outside, you look for your affirmation from people. And somebody can say, you know, oh, you looking really, really mighty fine today. Or somebody can talk behind your back or say something to you that hurts your feelings, and okay, now you're no good. Because you're living from the outside. They became aware of their nakedness. They became conscious of shame and fear. Shame and fear come from the outside. Because God made you a masterpiece. From the intellect is where shame and fear come from the consciousness, from these things that are outwardly, all the senses, not the spirit. Shame and fear does not come from your spirit. When you get scared, God is not making you scared. Amen. When you get all twisted up, that's not God making you that way. We have not received the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Is that correct?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.